Conversations in the Cloud is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intelcloudbuilders.com/podcasts and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein. Today, I'm recording from ODCA's Forecast 2012 event, and one company has really made a tremendous splash in terms of delivering some unique value to cloud security. I'm delighted to have the CEO and Chief Business Development Officer on from Trapezoid. Welcome, Robert Roncival and Jose Gonzalez.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Trapezoid to start out and how you've gotten into the cloud computing game.
Sure. So Trapezoid's been around since, we're a new company. We've been around since 2011. Our team has history building security solutions for commercial infrastructure as a service providers. And we're really focused on security architecture and security infrastructure. And we've developed some products around hardware trust and security and enabling companies to move into and out of the cloud in a secure manner.
Now, we're at Forecast 2012. This is all about open industry standard solutions for cloud computing. You guys are showing a very compelling POC with NAB and Terramark, and we'll get to that in a second. But why don't you just talk a little bit about the products and services that you have on the market today and put it into context what you're driving in the market associated with how people are looking at security in the cloud?
Our product suite is based on delivering hardware trust as part of the overall software security stack. Traditionally, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity to go below the operating system to understand what is the level of trust in the hardware. Since Intel's TXT technology has become better adopted by multiple OEMs as well as other hypervisor providers, we've been able to identify TXT as well as other trust data as important items in the hardware trust scenario and can provide visibility as well as reporting as well as make those elements of hardware trust able to enforce policy within a customer's infrastructure. So we have what we call our Trapezoid Trust Control Suite that combines all that data into actionable intelligence. With respect to the ODCA, our product we believe fits within both the security usage model as well as a provider assurance model that the ODCA has provided for from their working groups.
Is there something in a cloud solution that would make hardware root of trust more important than if you're just running standard data center?
Hardware trust over the last couple of years has started to become more important, or it's always been important, but it's really gained visibility because there's been some issues with certain viruses that attack the hardware. There's been issues with some OEMs or manufacturers that have had possibly a problem in the supply chain where maybe a switch or a system board or something has been infected. In the past, it was mostly the federal government customers who thought about it and gave it a lot of thought and attention. With a lot of recent news events, a lot of large enterprises are thinking about it. They realize that it's an area they haven't been able to get a lot of visibility into previously.
And when we look at the requirements that the ODCA has stipulated for security, what is the parallel there with the requirement for hardware root of trust and the solutions that you're bringing to market?
Well, if you think about it, a cloud environment ultimately has to land on hardware. The virtualization layer sits on top of hardware. Once you decide whether it's a virtualization layer that you own, it's your private data center. If it's virtualization layer that somebody else owns, it may be public data center or public cloud. So now you're talking about the ability to identify the virtualization platform to determine whether or not that is hardware trusted. When you can make that determination, then you can start making decisions around whether or not you want your workloads in a virtualized environment to be working on a platform that can be identified as trusted or trustable from a hardware perspective, or one that you don't really care whether it's trusted or trustable from a hardware perspective. It gives you two different opportunities to differentiate between higher security levels in your application workload And maybe additional pricing and additional SLAs, which from the regulation working group perspective, those are the kind of items that the ODCA is also looking at, the SLAs and other levels of compliance. So we firmly believe that hardware trust is fundamental to making any decision on where to run your cloud workload.
Interesting scenario. National Australia Bank, Terramark, a cloud service provider, and yourselves working on testing out two of the ODCA usage models. Why don't you just walk through what you accomplished with the POC and what the process was to put that thing together and what you learned in terms of what you can take into other clients in terms of building real solutions?
Terramark has traditionally done a great job of differentiating with security offerings on their cloud platform. So for this POC, what we ended up doing was we were looking at the different provider assurance usage model security requirements, of which there are about 25. And we started mapping those to different security tools that you could deploy within an environment. As we went through and looked at the different security requirements and tools that could meet that need, we ended up with 8 different test case scenarios that we deployed tools on Terramark's infrastructure as a service platform. National Australia Bank came in as the cloud subscriber with some workload on that cloud and would actually validate and verify. So the requirements are great, but the trick is, okay, now you've got requirements. How do you deploy tools to meet those requirements? Mm-hmm. And then how do you assert that those requirements are met? And how do you show that both from a provider perspective as well as a cloud subscriber perspective? So after deploying tools to meet the security requirements, we would make sure that we could actually report, verify, and validate that all those requirements were met.
Now, Jose, you talked about regulation. Do you think that the clarity that you're getting from working through POCs around these usage models is going to have almost a backdraft effect on clarity on what regulations are going to be required associated with cloud security? Or where do you think the interrelation is there?
Well, I think the POCs have definitely put some reality to the theory. One of the things that when you start looking into the nitty-gritty, for example, if you have a workload operating on one cloud in one jurisdiction and the software that is on that workload is licensed for one particular jurisdiction and then you move that virtual machine to another jurisdiction, what happens to the license that allowed you to run that in the first place? In the context of SLA, of commercial framework that allows you to migrate into and out of the cloud, that becomes even more of an overlay because you've got the physical SLAs, then you've got the authorization to actually run the software questions. So it really does become much more complex than just writing it down on a piece of paper and saying these should be the SLAs.
Well, Robert and Jose, Trapezoid is definitely making its mark in the cloud computing arena. I'm sure there's a lot of people online that want to learn more about you. Where can they go to learn more information about the company and any ways to connect with you individually?
For more information, you can go to www.trapezoid.com, TRAPEZOID.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being on the program. I can't wait to track the success of your solutions as they start scaling in the marketplace. We'll have to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. We look forward to that.
Sounds great. Thanks.